Okay, TH, while eating a little chocolate. I'm just now watching the new documentary on, or series, you could say, on Swedish television about the Pirate Bay. And I remember I was kind of a little withered here when this whole thing started, and I was myself working as a web developer, a programmer. And early 20s. I remember I even called up those guys and had some idea of just a fun thought, just to see what they said, that why don't you take this Pirate Bay and develop it even further. By inviting advertisers or whatever, put ads in the films or something, you know, that cuts into those, whatever, anyway. And then, or make the audience, the viewers, able to easily give a little tip for the movie if you like it, you know. Things like that. And then you contact the film companies, studios, and invite them. You sign up here, tell us where to send the money. And each time someone watches your movies, you'll get paid. If the movies are good, In other words, stepping out of the pirate suit put on a good, nice suit. And when I'm looking back now, more than 20 years later, I see that the development around this whole sharing, file sharing, digital sharing issue, which I found then very interesting, actually, that which the debate happened around that question. Like when we were kids, or when I was young, I could walk over to a friend of mine and with my tape recorder and record his latest LP record, because he had a record player and I had a tape recorder only. And nobody would consider that illegal. But then, yeah, filmmakers, actors, I mean, musicians and all those artists, they need to make money too, and but the problem there is that their income most of the money generated from their creations are taken by some smart big corporation. They can't produce anything themselves but just make money on buying and selling such creations. So should they get most of the income? That's also weird. So what happened more and more was that, you know, after Napster and everything that happened around there, and then you realize you can't stop file sharing on music anyway, it's not possible. Whether on Pirate Bay or use the chat rooms, whatever, whatever. So what musicians then did, some started doing, because now it was possible, thanks to the inexpensive home studios where you could make perfect professional music. They made their own websites, they started selling their music online in new ways. And sites like, what's it called, where I sometimes buy music. Anyway, I filled it in here. Where musicians sign up, you can find all their music there, listen for free, but then download a higher quality version. You know, the freemium. Concept started to develop, and maybe that was also at least partially because, you know, as a way to solve this, as some call the free speech side, but I don't know, versus corporate protection for, that whole dichotomy there. And I remember, you know, you had big artists, musicians, bands, they were raising their fist, you know, against piracy. But then Spotify came. And other factors started to come into play. Not that here I make this film, I put it on a DVD, I sell each DVD, I get so much per DVD, and the only one who can see my film are those who have that DVD or who rent it. And if someone makes a copy of that DVD, then that is a criminal activity. So that was the that's where it started. But you know, this or LP records and all the, you know, you that's how you sold your creation and got your income. It was objects you sold. Straightforward, nice. Still, you can do that. Vinyl is still around. DVDs and CDs, I don't know. They're pretty useless now. Because times change and we gotta adapt to that. And that adaptation was so interesting to see how it developed, because it came around this freemium and crowdfunding concept. And I remember being a kind of a photographer back then, at least, and starting to upload my and sell my photos on iStock Photo, one of those stock photo sites. I even wrote to them and opined that you should charge more. For royalty-free publishing rights for photographs, you used to have to pay like $1,100 or more for a photo. And here you paid like one or two or five. But then I realized, after also reading their answer, and after a couple of years, that what you seem to lose by lowering the price in that way, you gain by reaching a larger audience, or a larger, you sell more, or you call it customer base, which you can then also continue cultivating. gathering fans and then make money on merch, what do you call it, merch, and all these extra things. And so new ways opened, and then YouTube came. And this is the way it goes now. That actually proved one thing that I hoped back then in early, not 2001, a little later maybe, that this sharing concept, which to me is more philosophical, ethical, we should share instead of take from each other, and especially culture, you know, artwork, all these beautiful things that can inspire people. And if it doesn't cost anything, why don't we share? If I make a painting, because I'm an old painting artist, I take a picture of my painting and put it on Facebook and share. Listen, look here, this is my painting. You can look at it, no problem. If I made music, I would do the same. And if such, and this is my conviction still, and I think it works like that now, yeah. It has been proven time and time again, over and over again through time, past couple of decades, that you can, for instance, today, be a filmmaker or some kind, you know, television producer, whatever, and produce, you know, publish your productions for free on YouTube. Then if you are, your product is good, it shows itself immediately because many people will look at it and share with each other. And thus you can sit there with a subscription base, free subscribers. Again, you don't have to pay to subscribe. It's just a little click there. A subscription base of millions of people who will then, to a large extent, I think, look at the videos, the films, or whatever, the documentaries, talk shows, whatever you want to produce, they will look at them. You have a fan base in that way. And then you can start making an income. Well, some do it in advertisement, but others can do it in other ways. Selling things, linking to your Patreon page, where you can become a supporter, which fans like to be. So there's logic, it works out, and I dare say now that those people back there in the first years of this millennium thought should be criminal and would destroy the market completely and destroy it for artists and actors, creative people. It didn't. And in fact, the whole market, the whole way, at least that's how it looks to me, that you sell digital creations works that way because of that simple new possibility. It's not a threat as they saw it then, but a new opportunity, new possibility, namely that you can produce some music or a film and have millions and billions of people look at it with no cost for you to distribute them. You don't need to press records or CDs or DVDs and all that, what it cost with the covers and all of it, and the shipping and the storage. All that cost is gone. It's easy to manage. But then, of course, those who sit there in those departments of those big record companies and film studios who live on that, you know, distribution and packaging and all of that stuff, they don't have a job anymore. And this is just how things work. When something new, a new technical innovation is made, we can look back at all kinds of technical, big technical innovations throughout history. And I would say this is one of the biggest so far. At least when it comes to our entertainment and education, knowledge, culture, all of those nice things. So one should jump at that opportunity. And I would say those young boys and girls there in Pirate Bureau, the political party, Pirate Bureau, and then the Pirate Bay, I would say they were visionaries. As roughly as they went about this whole revolution, so to speak. I mean, sometimes you need revolutionaries that's generally what you need, right? To push through a revolution. And that's what it was. And for some, maybe a negative revolution, but I would say for many who could adapt and can now, still we see the newcomers here, they have already developed a whole business format for this. There are books and people teaching you on YouTube how to develop a YouTube channel so you can get a full income on it, as you know, maintain yourself, live a good life. And some of them I know who are successful with very simple means, very low investment costs, are making a very, very good income now. So it works. And I would say that to work and function in that industry today that we are talking about now, and we can add games to that, films, series, animations, music, and so on. Books, knowledge, and good, you know, good things, hopefully. that people both enjoy and can benefit from if used right. But if you work within that industry of producing and distributing and all that creative stuff and marketing, then I would say, in my limited view, that this is probably one of the best, most dynamic and promising also financially markets to work in. It's just my feeling about it. I don't know, I'm not expert in all of that market analysis and but I see it as, you know, as long as the internet is here, which I suspect is gonna last for a while, then these are good creations that you can really use for good things. Very, very smart how this is all developed from computers. There were simply advanced calculators back in the 80s. It's amazing, this development. So let's use it well. And if you are a creative person, because most of us are, but we are shy and I'm not good enough and all of that. But you know, some of the biggest YouTubers, like PewDiePie, I don't know, 100 million subscribers, I don't know how far beyond that he is now. And then when I look at his stuff, it's just like someone put his mobile phone in front of him and started talking without no preparation, really. I don't know, but it works somehow. People like it, of course, since you've got 100+ million subscribers. That's proof enough, right? But that's not the purpose either. I think that the good thing, because it's simple and it's inexpensive and all of that, is that everyone can just have their channel there. And, you know, you can. And just communicate your view, your world. Tell your story. And if you're someone like me, I have a story I want to tell, and that's what I've started here. And then, you know, I found here on YouTube and elsewhere courses for, you know, and tutorials for how to write stories in such a way that people like them and can follow and appreciate and would like to continue reading or looking. These are nice arts. But then take it one step further, that, you know, which I asked myself when I was an artist, sitting painting my paintings. What is it that I want to tell, say? Why am I painting this painting? Because it takes time to paint a painting the way I did. And maybe one day we'll do again, because it's nice to do. Then you got time to think when you sit there and paint. Why? What is it that I want to do with my life? What do I want to say with my paintings? What is the story I'm telling here? Well, of course, it's my story, and most of us artists would answer like that. Well, it's just my story. For whatever it's worth. If someone is interested, then fine. Otherwise, well, I told my story. And I'm happy doing it. So we could have that attitude, you know. Here I am. Maybe I made a little song, or I learned a little to play something on some instrument, and listen, this is how it sounds. It ain't better than that, but not worse either. But you know, it leads more into questions about life. Meaning of life. Me and us. How to be. How to act, how we should function together here. How would I do affect others, and how would others do affect me? These real down-to-earth life questions, which, you know, are questions that the philosophers are dealing with. So, and I've seen it, that philosophy returns more and more among the young today. And I think that this is the next, maybe, I'm just now speculating, but this may be the next wave of development here. And that generation, like my boys, they are 19 now, and it's 2024. And I can see they're interested in philosophy, and they are discussing that, and their YouTube heroes, they are also discussing philosophy, some ethical questions coming up, and I can see that this is going to come more and more, because more and more now we realize we need that, we need a functional, working knowledge-based platform, foundation for our life here on Earth, because something as it is now seemed to be a bit standing on shaky foundation. Kind of holds up, but many seem to be, you know, fearing that it could break to pieces at any time, and in many places on the planet it has broken to pieces. Like in Ukraine, houses broken to pieces. And in Gaza, lives broken to pieces. Yeah. So let's get out here and share. Share our good ideas. And what you see here is simply that. Nothing more, nothing less. Thank you, Hare Krishna.